Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, addressing Pakistani investors and businessmen in Dubai on Monday, stated that Pakistan's economy is gradually improving at the macroeconomic level. He pointed to a reduction in inflation to 2.4% in January 2025 and a policy rate of 12% as indicators of positive economic trends. The PM highlighted several key achievements, including a rise in exports, especially in the IT sector, and record-high foreign remittances of $3 billion in January. He attributed these improvements to the agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, which has brought stability to Pakistan's economic landscape. Prime Minister Shehbaz emphasized that the government's target is sustainable economic growth, with key areas for growth including mines and minerals, information technology, artificial intelligence, agriculture, and the conversion of production into value-added products. He underscored Pakistan's vast natural resources, particularly in the mining and mineral sector, which he said holds trillions of dollars in potential. Progress in this sector, he noted, has already been made. Regarding the IT sector, the PM pointed to the youth demographic, with 60% of Pakistan's population aged between 15 to 30 years. He stressed the importance of training the youth in artificial intelligence and IT to create job opportunities, which he believes will play a major role in transforming Pakistan's economy. On agriculture, Prime Minister Shehbaz acknowledged the country's untapped potential, despite abundant resources. To address this, the government is sending 1,000 fresh agriculture graduates to China for training in various fields of agriculture, with a project funded by the government. Lastly, the PM spoke about the need to focus on converting production into value-added products, an area where Pakistan has been lagging behind. He assured that the government is working diligently to overcome this challenge. He concluded by urging the nation to work together as a team to achieve success, stressing that dedicated efforts in these areas will help Pakistan not only recover lost ground but also accelerate progress.